This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Westridge Nursing and Rehab Center of Knoxville, America's Bargain in Pella, Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville, and Finish Line Feeds in Knoxville. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Advantage Credit Union of Newton, Knoxville Raceway, Knoxville Recreation Center, and Joe Cunningham with Iowa State Investment Services. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Say goodbye to the year 2011 and hello to 2012. May we all have a healthy and prosperous new year. In the eighth part of a 10-part in-depth series, let's learn about some of the positive steps that we can take toward better health and wealth. Today, how do we best take care of our eyes and the eyes of our children? Let's go in-depth with Dr. Kevin Jones with the Family Eye Care Center, Pella. Dr. Jones, when did you decide that you wanted to be an eye doctor?
I'm kind of a strange situation, I think. I decided that I wanted to be an optometrist when I was fairly young. It was about fourth or fifth grade that I decided that I wanted to be an eye doctor. And it was easy for me to make those transitions, you know, through high school, college, and then into optometry school because I was so focused on when I wanted to become an optometrist.
You just knew it right away.
I don't know what it was that made me decide I wanted to be an optometrist. I hadn't even needed glasses for that long prior to me deciding that this was the route I wanted to take. But it was about fourth or fifth grade, and I just decided that I was interested in helping people out in the medical field, and optometry just was a desire of mine. I enjoyed going to the eye doctor. I was always interested in the equipment that they used and the way that they explained things to me and just helped me to see better. And I thought that was a gift that everyone deserved to have, and it was something that I wanted to be a part of.
Well, and obviously your friends and family were supportive.
My parents would always need glasses. My brother and sisters needed glasses, and they knew that I was probably able to do something like this, and they were always supportive of my decisions and the route that I wanted to take.
And where did you go to school?
I went to the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada, and did my undergraduate there. So I spent 4 years at the University of Waterloo, and then I transferred into the Illinois College of Optometry in Chicago, where I eventually met my wife, who is also an eye doctor, and we moved here to Pella.
And any ties to Pella?
My wife grew up in Pella, so she's a Pella native with the last name Van Vark. She obviously fits into the Pella community. So she's been here her entire life, went to Chicago to do her doctorate program, and then we moved back here shortly after graduating.
When we think about eye doctors, when we think about optometrists, most of the time we're thinking about our vision. But we need to see a big picture with respect to our eye health, don't we? Not just vision. It's more than just vision, isn't it?
That's correct. It's a lot more than just vision. Vision is definitely a part of what we do. However, the majority of our time is spent monitoring for diseases, detecting diseases, and then making a plan to make sure that either those problems are closely monitored, properly fixed, or educating that patient on how they can prevent that problem from getting worse. Also, a lot of time with children is spent to make sure that their eyes are doing the activities that are required for them to learn properly. If the eyes aren't working together as a team, that child is going to be greatly hindered in the way that they interpret information, the way that they learn. It can also cause that child to not enjoy doing activities that would require them to use their eyes. Even though they can see things fantastic off in the distance, they may not be using their eyes properly as a team up close, which then can cause them to have a lot of struggles in school, headaches, sore eyes, a lot of these symptoms can also mimic, you know, attention deficit disorder, or it can also cause the person to just have to not have a desire to want to spend that time reading or doing their schoolwork. They'll try to find activities that are more easy for them to do.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Two Rivers Cooperative, Lighton Processed Meats, Marion County Fair Association, and Marion County Bank. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com. And find it in the Radio Audio Media Player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Central College, Pleasantville Clinic, Golf Cars of Iowa, Stan's Drywall of Pella, and Bretto Pizza of Oskaloosa.
I continued my conversation about eye health with Dr. Kevin Jones with the Family Eye Care Center, Pella.
By working together, you mean our brain working together or the eyes focusing on the same thing or both?
It's a little bit of both. Both eyes, in order to be able to read properly, both eyes need to be able to look at the same word, but also be able to focus at the same plane of depth. So both eyes need to be pointed at that word. They must both be equally focused on that word. And if they're not, it can be that the brain's not sending the proper signal to the eyes so that they're working in the same level. Or it could be that the strain of keeping the eyes held in together is too great, that the eyes tend to want to wander, maybe just a little bit, but still wandering at all would cause that person to either have strain, double vision, blurry vision, when really their visual acuities are fantastic. The eyes working together is what's causing the problem.
Well, it's something so familiar with us. We do it all of the time, but it's actually incredibly complicated, isn't it?
There's a lot that goes into just reading. It itself is a very complicated task. There must be, you know, fine eye movements made to transition from one word to the next word. It's not just a fluid movement. There's actual little signals that send you to jump. So it's small jumps to each word, but then also at the end of the sentence to jump back to the proper spot without having to think about it. There's all this process that's going through the brain, and if there's any sort of deficit in any of those systems, it can lead to, you know, detrimental effects to the patient's learning.
How does an eye work, just basically, its most fundamental level? Can you tell us how it works?
Light would travel through the front surface of the eye, travel through the lens. There's a jelly on the inside of the eye. The light goes through that jelly, and it hits a little transmitter on the back surface of the eye. That transmitter then interprets a light signal, sends the information through the optic nerve into the brain, where it travels to the visual cortex, the back portion of the brain, and that information is perceived as an image. So it's just like a processor at the basic level, the eye, and then the information, those light signals, are interpreted as an image. So it's a recognizable image, and then the brain turns it into what we see.
And it's two of them working together.
That's the big thing, is that the two of them must be perceiving that information at the exact same time, sending the information at the exact same rate in order to get at the back surface of the eye at the exact same time, in order for there to be fluidity in the visual system.
Okay, so any structural problem or anything impeding that, such as a disease or just a lack of functionality in some minor way, can get in the way of how we perceive the world, how we learn, how we interact with each other.
Yes, very much so.
So that great complexity can really impact our lives.
Yes. We thought before that, you know, just correcting the visual system, just correcting with glasses would be enough. And then it started to understand that, no, not just seeing The image clearly was enough. It was the processing of the information that would be more important, and that can be affected by cataracts in an elderly patient, can be affected by corneal issues in children, retinal disease that can also happen in young children. They normally thought of retinal disease as being more of a problem in the elderly population, but even children can have problems with their retina, and that would be something that we would watch for, detect, to make sure that the person is perceiving the information and is able to transmit that information properly.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, DMAC of Newton, Extras Consignment of Pella, Fred's Muffler of Knoxville, and the Verduft Agency of Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Halo Hair and Massage of Pella, Hammer Medical Supply of Oskaloosa, the Vermeer Corporation, and DMAC of Ankeny. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about eye health with Dr. Kevin Jones with the Family Eye Care Center, Pella.
You mentioned children. How soon do we need to bring our kids in? For example, I don't think I went in until I was like 12 and needed glasses desperately. They don't do it that way anymore, do they?
No, we're actually hoping that people bring their children in much sooner than that so that we can start the plan sooner. Between the ages of 0 and 1 year old, we actually provide a free examination for those children so that the parents can bring the child in. We can get an assessment of how their eyes are working, if there's any sort of disease there. And then we can make a plan to say when we would we like to see that patient again, whether it's, you know, Billy's doing fantastic, his eyes are working great, there's no signs of eye prescription, let's see him back before he goes into kindergarten, unless there's a problem. Or we may detect a disease that we need to watch a little bit more closely and then develop a plan to see that child sooner than before they go into kindergarten.
So the sooner the better.
The sooner the better. Usually between ages of 5 months to 7 months would probably be the best time to come in. The child's still a little bit more curious, excited to see the light shining at them, not so grabby. So between 5 months and 7 months would be probably the optimal time, unless they were you were seeing a problem. If the parent was noticing any sort of issue, of course we'd want to see them sooner than that.
When do kids really start seeing like we start seeing? I mean, how old are they? I mean, when they're, I presume in the week or so after they're born, they're not seeing the world the way you and I see it.
There's still some time needed to start to learn to perceive that information. They're going to start to see and recognize mom in the first month or so. And they're going to have pretty blurry vision probably up until about 3 to 4 months. And it's not until 9 to 12 months that the baby's going to start seeing a little bit more like how we would see. But even then, their visual acuity isn't that perfect 20/20. It's not till they get a little bit older than 1 year old that they're going to start to see as sharp as we could.
Okay. Going in the first few months, you said 7 or 8 months is a good time?
Any time between that 5 to 7 months.
5 to 7 months. Because if something is wrong, and say it's something subtle, we want to get it fixed right away.
Correct. If there was, some children can be born with cataracts. They can also be born with a droopy eyelid or an eye turn. Those issues can really damage the way that the brain learns to process information. So if those problems aren't fixed early, the brain would never have a chance to learn how to process information properly. So even at 8 years old, when we went to go to correct their vision, had we not fixed the problem that was first there as a child, they would never be able to process information properly, because there would be, the brain never learned how to use that information properly. So at 8 years old, they wouldn't be able to use that information properly.
So you're talking about just a standard trip to an eye doctor in the first year of life is possibly being a life-changing decision.
very much so. There's a lot of passionate eye doctors who have had eye problems, who got into the field because they had a problem. They wanted to make sure it didn't happen to other people. I had a binocular vision disorder, which would be both eyes weren't working together as a team, and it really hurt my ability to read at the level of other students. And it wasn't until I actually got to optometry school that the condition was noticed, the condition was fixed, and now I'm able to read very, very quickly. So I can read at the level that I would say that most people are able to, but I struggled at reading all the way through elementary school, high school, and at the college level to the point where I didn't really enjoy to read. Now that I'm able to read a lot more quickly, I can do it, but I've lost a little bit of that love for reading, but I'm able to do it when I need to do it.
So important to get in early.
It's important to get into early because it could really change the child's life. You know, with that patient may have a struggle. They may be labeled as needing special reading. They might be labeled as having a learning disability when in fact they really just had an eye condition. The stigma that might be associated with some of those problems, even though they are real problems, if it's misdiagnosed or improperly diagnosed, it can really hold the patient back, and it can really affect how they feel about themselves. They may not feel like they're as smart as the other children when really they are. They're just having a little bit of struggle with perceiving the information.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Cargill of Eddyville, Phillips Imaging of Newton, William Penn University of Oskaloosa, Lauterbach Buick GMC of Newton, and Bobzilla Bicycle Works of Oskaloosa. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com under the Radio Audio Media Player. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com and find it in the Radio Audio Media Player and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Marion County Public Health, Sandals Lounge of Knoxville, Twyla Wilson, Director of Sales Shackley Corp, Van Mon and Seester and Meyer CPAs of Pella, and Medicap Pharmacy of Knoxville.
I continued my conversation about eye health with Dr. Kevin Jones with the Family Eye Care Center, Pella.
What about when we get older? What do we need to watch for in our eyes?
We'd recommend as a person's aging, for sure that they should have their vision checked and their visual system checked on an annual basis, watching for cataracts to develop, macular degeneration. Glaucoma is a big one. A lot of patients think that glaucoma is only something that happens to the older population. Well, that's not true. The damage is so bad in an older population that it's often not diagnosed until it's an extreme case. Whereas we can watch the pressures inside the eye, the health of the nerve over all these years, and if we ever notice a subtle change to those pressures or a subtle change to the nerve health, we can step in and stop that from ever becoming a problem.
Do you ever have somebody come in that has a serious problem that problem wouldn't be so serious if they would have come in a few years before?
That's the poster child probably of a lot of patients. Unfortunately, they may have end-stage glaucoma or macular degeneration that is affecting their vision. Both of those are visually limiting diseases, so they can really affect how you see. Macular degeneration, if we can catch that in a 40-year-old at the very, very fine stages, we can step in, start treatment for that patient, and it would never get to the point where they actually noticed a visual problem. Same with glaucoma. If we can step in early, treat that disease, they'll never develop the vision loss that they would have had it been ignored.
Okay, so for our overall eye health and for our vision, it's best to come in every year or two, right?
We recommend every year, especially if there's a known condition in the family, whether that's diabetes, high blood pressure, family history of cancer. All of these things can affect the can affect the eye or be noticed in the eye first. A lot of patients may not know that they have diabetes, come in because they're just having a wellness check for their eyes, and we notice bleeding on the back surface of the eye or a sharp change to their prescription, which would indicate that the patient may have, in fact, diabetes. We can get them over to their primary care doctor and have that looked at and treated as well. So there are a lot of patients who didn't know they had a systemic condition that we were the first ones to notice the problems from it.
And so you've noticed it before the patient does.
Correct. We had, for example, a patient came in who just wasn't seen very well. They noticed that just their vision had changed just slowly over time. And when they came in, the questions that we asked and the tests that we did, suggested very highly that the patient had diabetes. They went into their doctor, and the doctor tested for, did a blood test to detect for diabetes, and their blood sugars were, well into the 500 levels, where the normal level should be 100. So five times higher than normal. Patient was then treated for their diabetes, and their vision went back to the pre-diabetic position.
So I'm guessing that sometimes when we come in when there's a big problem, it's probably not optimal. I'm not suggesting that maybe something can't be done, but maybe something more effective could be done if we were in earlier. If I identify a problem, I've probably made a mistake. It's better for you too, right?
If you've waited long enough where you're noticing a problem, sometimes we can't completely fix the problem. Whereas if we catch it at the very, very early stages, we can do something about that so it doesn't become a serious issue. Something that can be fixed early is much better than trying to repair damage that's already happened.
What's it like when you leave for the day and you've just helped, say, 8 or 10 patients? What do you feel like when you go home?
After a long day where I've had the opportunity to help a lot of patients, I'm generally pretty excited to get home to talk to my wife, since she knows exactly the position that I'm in, since she is an eye doctor as well. So I'm just excited to talk to my wife about how I was able to help out these people. And it's generally a good feeling knowing that those patients had a problem or would have had a problem, and now we can, sleep better at the end of the night, knowing that they had the care that they needed. We got the problem fixed, and we're on a path where they're able to see for the rest of their lives.
Thanks to Dr. Kevin Jones for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.